You want to turn in your New Testament to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. While you're turning there, I would like to remind you of the statement that Jesus made concerning the two individuals who offered up prayers to God. Had a Pharisee who lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, like this publican here," and began to express approval of himself and to glorify himself in his words. Whereas the publican prostrated himself before God and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." In Jesus' statement, it was the one who humbled himself who went away justified, not the one who was proud of himself. And there are any number of passages in Scripture that warn us about that kind of pride, or even beyond that, an attempt to justify ourselves by others. It's not a wise thing for us to compare ourselves with ourselves. If a man thinks he stands, let him take heed lest he falls. The danger of this self-confidence and this pride is something that is extremely dangerous, and it's not called for by any means, because we all are sinners. The Apostle Paul, when he was talking about his ministry, and he did this on a number of occasions, had to justify what it is that he did, and had to differentiate himself from others so that he could justify his own work as an apostle. But he was always careful when he did that not to be guilty of pride and not to boast above measure. In this particular case, you'll notice in verse 14, he said, "We're not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment." But he not only indicates that he was not boasting in someone else's accomplishment, but he indicated very clearly in the next two verses that the glory is God's. And so he says, if he glories, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. And there is the significant lesson for us. It really doesn't matter what others may think of us. It doesn't matter what we think of ourselves. And it certainly doesn't matter whether or not we are better than someone else or able to compare ourselves with others in such a way as to rationalize ourselves as being superior. The only thing that matters is whether or not God is pleased with us. So it's not he who commends himself, but rather it is the one that the Lord commends that is justified. And so we need to spend all of our time and all of our efforts seeking to please him. If we're successful in that, then we will have the hope of glory. If we're not, then it doesn't matter how much we think that we've done, how good we think that we are, how proud we are of ourselves. It will make absolutely no difference in the end, because God will not be pleased. As we offer the invitation, we need to recognize, as always, that God has required things of us in order to please him. Those who are not Christians, you have to become a child of God. And the means by which that is accomplished is through repentance, confession, and baptism. All who believe, if they will do that, they'll repent of their sins, confess Christ as Lord, and be baptized to have their sins washed away. They can rise to walk in a new life. And what that indicates is their sins are taken away and God is pleased. If we are children of God and we have sinned in some way, then we need to pray and ask forgiveness. If we can encourage you in that way, pray for you, help you, assist you in any way to get right with God, then we offer ourselves to you. The invitation is going to be extended this evening, not knowing your heart, to anyone who is here who might have a need to respond. If you have that need, would you come? Well, together we stand while we sing.